You've been given access to receive messages of clarity, guidance, and love. As channeler, psychotherapist, and author, Noemi Grace has an intimate dialogue with the divine on your behalf. Lisa Berry, creator of the show Light on Living, will be co-hosting as live callers ask their burning question on self-love, self-healing, deepening relationships, areas of struggle, and next steps. By simply listening in, you're receiving wisdom that will lead to sacred stability from every channeled message that Noemi delivers. Join us now as we give you access to angels and grace. Everyone, welcome to Access to Angels and Grace, and it's all through Noemi Grace. Hello, Noemi.
Hello, Lisa. I have to say, as I was listening to the intro, it just always moves me. Aww. I just really love it.
I know. I love, you know, Access and that. Well, with the music, and then it does. But you know what? I think music does move us, and having that. Place to go, I can go there to get access to something that I need, and that's always comforting.
Yeah. But it was also your voice in the intro, that whole thing just always moves me.
Oh, I have to say, that was one of the softest and clearest I've ever done my voice on. I think so.
It's beautiful.
The angels were helping me there. Well, Noemi, what a topic that we are being able to share today. I chose the picture. If anybody saw the picture on Facebook, you know what's funny? The theme, of course, absolutely yes, is we are going to be talking about not only loving and finding and living from our own uniqueness and accepting others, but as I first looked for the picture, and this is so important for me to share. I typed in the word unique and uniqueness, and it was more like one was different and all the rest were the same. And I was like, that's not how it is, though. We are all unique, not like, oh, I'm unique and special and nobody else is.
Yes.
And then when I read our title, which, Noemi, I love, Unveiling the Gem Under All Wounds, I thought, oh, my gosh, the unpolished crystal, the unpolished, the raw form. And so I chose the rocks and the crystals that are in their raw form, their truest unique self, just before they're polished. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to talk about this, because we all have that raw form of who we are, and we can choose to polish it, or we're beautiful without polishing it.
I'm thinking of nails, you know, like nail salons, which are not open yet in my state.
Yes.
But I mean, on the inside is a whole different world from the outside. And who we are on the inside is so, so much more than we imagine ourselves to be ever. It is just such a depth and richness and beauty to who we are that is really incredible. And if we don't make an intentional effort to discover that, we will see ourselves on the surface, which is going to be marred, you know, we're going to see the flaws and all of that, and maybe the things we label as failures, and not see ourselves for who we are, because that's all layered on top of that beauty, of that gem, of that unique brilliance that we are.
Yes, and my favorite extra part was be gentle and be kind and soften on yourself and of others, because they have those same deep layers that we can never, just look how hard of a journey, or, you know, an intentional conscious journey we have to make to see our own uniqueness. And then just imagine, like, the first person you talked to this morning, have you gone beyond their external? Did you go and uncover and see their beautiful layers under that make them unique, and understand that there's even more than you could ever imagine? And I think that really connects us all on ways we can't even imagine.
So true. You know, and it really is, you know, this is a message for this time that we're all in, which is a time we've never been in before, that's so unique in and of itself. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that is the purpose here and the intention here is for us to be able to discover our uniqueness.
Yes. I have just a question for everybody right now listening. I can only imagine everybody doing this. To look around in the room that they're in, like right now, wherever they are, and each piece that they've chosen, you know, to piece of furniture, a book, you know, a book cover. Like every book cover is so unique. Well, Noemi, actually you, even with your books, does your book, second book cover, third book cover, does it look like the first one?
I have no idea what those covers will look like, but they will not look like the first one. They will be unique.
They will be unique. And that holds a vibration. Each, the unique, I guess that's where, oh, I'd love to feel that right now. The uniqueness of us all has its own vibration. And it says something.
Yeah, absolutely. Each one of us has our own unique light. Okay, so we shine in our own way that's different than how someone else shines. Maybe you and I are the same color, but it's the shade is just a nuanced difference because we're all so unique. And it is being able to discover that and live that. So, and we are, our uniqueness comes from a lot of things. And in my book, An Intimate Dialogue with God, there's a whole chapter called You Are Uniquely Love, L-O-V-E. Mm-hmm. And that our essence, we have a unique essence that's sourced out of divine love. And so that unique, it's like a different a flavor of ice cream. And it's so special. We each are so special and we don't see ourselves that way. Mm-hmm. And it is a detriment to us to not be willing to explore that and to discover that, to not even know that we can do those things.
It's so funny. I'm imagining, you know, mining for gems, you know, and stones, and how it's all the same. Like you said, I love that unique light, but it's all sourced from the same, and we are shining differently. And just like if I picked up, I love turquoise. It's a strange thing to choose from, but I was looking at some turquoise stones that my grandparents, you know, were in Arizona, and they would, when I was little, like they bring back all these jewelries or a watch with turquoise in it. And my mom had her stone and my sister had hers and I had mine. They're all turquoise, all of them, but same time, same era. And this, you know, they made necklaces out of them, but they were each so different and had a different vibration. And with it, it's so interesting that we have come to talk about how when we, in our uniqueness, as we unveil, because it's there. We all have the uniqueness. No one is missing it. Everyone has it.
Exactly.
Yeah, and when we just, as our journey of unveiling the uniqueness, it's really, it transforms. As soon as we go from, oh, I'm not special and I'm not unique, that's a wound in and of itself. And when we see that uniqueness and shine that light, it literally transforms it to freedom and expansiveness.
Ooh. Oh, that's some download right there. Shining. Yeah, freedom and expansiveness. Wow. And that's what this time really is about too, for us to step into that. And we can't do that if we are so externally focused on what is the next thing they're going to tell us we can or cannot do, you know.
Yes.
What's happening out there? My freedoms, are they being taken away, right? They're in this country, in the US, there have been protests that, you know, the orders from the governors have taken away people's rights, and so there are protests. And so as long as we're feeling like someone's taking away our freedom, we're looking outside. We're not looking inside, and the gems are within. And so we're not trained to see that, and it's so important. And we're doing ourselves a disservice if we're not looking to discover who we are, that truth that we are, that beauty that we are, those gifts that we are, the gems. This is You know, this is the most important thing we can do for ourselves, is to discover that and to live that.
And to live it. Yes, to discover it's one thing, to like look at it and say, oh, I'm aware now, and then to live from it. And I believe that you have a beautiful message that you downloaded that you could share with us about that. I when we hear it, there is something that really jumped out to me about it. And I can't wait to hear it again for this time as it flows around and see what shows up. Every time you share one of these, and everybody listening, every time you hear Noemi read from what she has channeled already, you know, she's taken notes. This was a very sacred moment that she would share with the divine and source. And then she does her meditation and she opens up the way she does. And she's asking these questions for us and for herself, and then she's able to share these messages with all of us so that we can all unite, almost like come together to do, you know, to have an activity around, you know, this peace that we're looking for. So as I hear them, I know I'm activated, and then it does something to me. It activates a frequency for me.
And it certainly activates a frequency for me. I mean, my head just starts buzzing and my heart just opens up. It really is quite profound for me. So this is about embracing our uniqueness. And this is what the divine said to me yesterday. So it's fresh off the, I was going to say press, but it's not the press. It's the source. It's fresh off a source.
Fresh off a source.
Yeah. So it is vital that you remember self-love. This crisis is about bringing you back to your true nature, which is love. You have consumed and been consumed by so much non-love. We are here as love, reminding you to return to your true love nature. The essence of you is a unique flavor of unconditional love. Love like only you can express it, share it, and gift it. Each of you is unique, that the same as others. We are here reminding you of both your uniqueness and sameness. You are in a transformational process, if you allow it, which will strip away those shadowy layers of ego and wounds to display your true unique beauty, which is sourced and birthed in unconditional love. The ego has become too self-serving. Become self-interested instead of self-serving. Seek to serve yourself and others from a place of love and acceptance. Return to self-love. Be self-loving. We have spoken much on this and have volumes more to say. We also want to remind you to embrace both your own uniqueness and that of others, to embrace the differences. The one-way mentality that is prevalent on earth does not serve you. My way is the only right way has been a cause of numerous unnecessary wars and suffering. Embrace your uniqueness and embrace the uniqueness of others. Delight yourselves in the process of self-discovery, self-caring, and self-embracing. Then expand your delightful discovery to include others. Embrace their uniqueness and their unique perspectives on life. Their uniqueness is as valid for them as your uniqueness is for you. Make this world a better place by loving yourself and embracing your uniqueness and sharing yourself authentically with others. Then embrace the uniqueness of others and create connection with them. Build a bridge between you and love, in love of self and of them. This is to love your neighbor as yourself, which you cannot do if you do not love yourself. Our message of these times is simple yet profound. Return to the truth of who you are and live that truth. Welcome others and embrace the truth of who they are. Allow them to be, to coexist with you, and welcome them into your heart. You will transform your world when you can love and welcome your true, unique, deep self, which is birthed in divine love, and you can equally embrace the true, unique, deep self of others, even when they can't see it for themselves. Shed the ego layers and wounds that do not serve you. seek to heal yourselves. The time of great healing is now. Now it is possible to heal more deeply and quickly than ever before. Within this backdrop, with this backdrop of disease and crisis, the power to heal has become very concentrated and strong and is available to you now. You only need to reach for it and ask for help from us and from your uniquely beautiful neighbors, friends, families, and colleagues, which have been placed in your life with a great purpose to help you to transform and transcend, to experience a metamorphosis from struggling and earthbound like a hungry caterpillar to soaring like a butterfly. You too can soar in your lives. That is what this time is about, to refocus your attention on soaring and healing. You need to be able to soar and helping others to do to heal and soar. We have much more to say, which we will disclose soon. But for now, we are complete, resting in universal love and acceptance for you all. Namaste.
It did it. It got that word in me again. But before I say that, and before we just scooch off to commercials, that's actually, you shared with me, that's going to be in an upcoming book, I believe.
Yes, so I have been channeling a lot about the purpose. I started asking back in early March after I came back from Ecuador, from the Andes Mountains, what is the purpose of this time? Why is this happening? Mm. Not from a victim place, like, why is this happening to me? But, like, this is so significant. There has to be a purpose. And in doing so, I began to see that the purpose here is such a spiritual intention going on here. It's something so powerful. And I've been talking to the divine several times a week and channeling and writing it down. And I'm putting it forward into a book, which I will write fairly quickly. The last book took me 4 years. The intention is for 6 months, you know, by November, before the end of the year, to have the book out. And so, so the divine has been instructed to speak clearly and quickly. And so, but it's all so uplifting. Messages like this, it's just about opening our heart and transforming us and uplifting us and discovering the truth of who we are.
I absolutely love that. Let's talk more about just letting people know. I know you said your intention is the timing of the book, but guys, when you come back, oh my gosh, I had a huge hit on what you just shared, Noemi, and I can't wait to share it with you guys. I think it's going to help everybody when we come back.
Cool.
Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
The universe is eager to help you and give you clarity. You only need to be willing to ask your burning question and listen to the answer Source wants you to have. As a channeler of divine messages, I take your questions directly to the divine and hear what Source is longing to tell you. I'm Noemi Grace, and my co-host Lisa Berry and I welcome you to join us as a listener or caller on Access to Angels and Grace, 2 Wednesdays a month. Call in, ask your most burning questions, hear the divine's exact words giving you guidance and clarity. Access to Angels and Grace, where messages of joy await you.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspirer and the inspiration. A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your health care provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to Access to Angels and Grace. We're here with the lovely Noemi Grace and myself, Lisa Berry. And Noemi, I was so happy to hear how quickly, I love that, how clear and quickly you've been able to access these messages and how, you know, saying, all right, the divine, we've got to get this next book out there. And I can feel your, not just commitment, but I can feel your desire and opening up to the speed of which it's needed. The world needs your second book.
Thank you, Lisa. Yeah, that's how I feel. I mean, that's the sense, you know, because these messages, you know, I'm a psychotherapist and soul healer, so I work with like 30 clients a week and 30 hours of client contact a week, and everyone is so struggling and getting caught up in the surface view of what's going on and having such a difficult time, you know, being able to see the bigger picture and to see that there could be something good coming out of this.
Yes.
And something for them.
Well, I was so inspired. And of course, I'll share, it's not a big secret, but what really got me was like, oh my gosh, self-interested. And I love that you just mentioned about your practice. You have 30 clients, people who are coming to you who, guess what, are self-interested. They have made a commitment to themselves and say, I love myself. I would like support. I need some help here, some guidance, some clarity. I need to be heard. I need someone to hold space for me. And I think that's such I'm thankful that all the people who are even listening to the show have said, I need something. And this is what's really brought me full circle to this. And it's going to be a question that I feel that we could ask, you know, ask you to channel from source. And it's our intro to this whole show and why it was created, because we wanted to give access to angels, access to grace, access to these messages, these answers. And many times, Noemi, you have said when you're channeling, just ask us. We want to do this. Please just ask us. Now, I thought about this and I got hit with something so powerful this morning. And I would love to ask this question. Some people can't ask and they don't know how to ask and they don't feel that they deserve or have the right to ask. How can they give permission to receive the answers? How can they give permission to source to speak to them? They need to open the door. They need to unlock the door and let and open and allow them to come in. How can we give permission to ask?
Yeah, so really permission to source is the divine. We don't have to give permission to, is we have to give ourselves permission to ask, to get past that low self-esteem, that unworthiness, that core of unworthiness that so many of us, the kernel of unworthiness that we all develop, to get past that. And some people have a core of stubbornness they have to get past too, the divine is saying, you know, like, I can do it on my own, you know, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So how can we give ourselves permission?
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Okay.
Can we add a little bit on that? Because I was just thinking about when I was in grade school, you know, my teachers would always on my report card say, Lisa needs to learn how to ask more questions. And I thought, well, why? I'm already getting straight A's. I don't need to ask anything. So I wasn't aware.
I didn't know what the question was to ask. I was like, well, what question would I ask? Like, just to ask them if they feel okay that I'm not asking a question. So my thing was really around, like, when, I love that you said stubbornness. Like, I can do this on my own, or I don't need any help, or I don't know what I don't know. And so if we could add that into that question about how do we know to ask when we don't know what or to ask?
Okay. I will just leave it all to the divine. And also, just to bring in the tying in of the topic about discovering our uniqueness. So asking about that as well. So okay, we'll just package it all up in a bow, and I'm going to hand it over to the divine. So in case someone is listening for the first time, I'm going to get silent for a few seconds to really clear that channel some more, to deepen that connection with the divine. And then I'll greet the divine, and I'll turn it over to them, and they will start to talk. And they are happy to talk. It's the divine has so much to say to us, and so grateful for listening. Okay. Hello, divine. Love being here with you and Lisa and the listeners. And so we have this question, and it's so big and so rich. And I'm just going to turn the question over to you, and I know you will share what we most need to hear. And so I'm grateful for that too. And we are grateful for your willingness. Your willingness to listen, your willingness to share, your willingness to repeat what you are hearing, and your willingness to come here and be of service to others and to yourself. And so we understand that for many of you, the idea of asking, the idea that you are not alone, that there is divine support all around you and with you at all times. We understand that for many of you, this is a bit of an alien concept. This is not something that you grew up with. You grew up with this idea that we are somewhere far away in some heavenly place on some throne, and that only the worthy, in quotes, may qualify for our assistance, which nothing could be further from the truth. We are here with you. We are in your hearts. We are in your lives. We are there in the room with you. We are all around you. We are omnipresent, as you, of course, heard before. But this means that you have us with you at all times. It is a change of heart and a change of mind to see yourselves as not disconnected, isolated, and alone, especially now as many of you have been restricting your outside activities, outside of your home activities. It is a change that is needed to recognize, I'm not alone. I'm here. I'm always here with so much help. And so the first thing is changing that awareness, being able, reminding yourself, I am not alone. Reminding yourself, I have a lot of help. Reminding yourself, I can ask the divine, I can ask source, I can ask God, I can ask the universe, whatever name you wish to call us. We're okay. We're not attached to any specific name. And so that awareness that you can ask for help, even if you feel unworthy, allow yourself to ask for help. Write it down on an index card or in your cell phone or your device and put that I can ask for help. How about putting the divine, the universe wants to help me? We had channeled through Noemi Grace, the universe is eager to help you. That was part of the description of this show. The universe is very eager to help you. Put it down. The universe is eager to help me. Put it down somewhere for you to see it and open your heart to embrace that. Maybe you don't believe it. Maybe you feel unworthy. But if the universe is really here to help you and eager to help you, then why not try it out. Give us a try. Put it down there. Today I will ask. Put down an intention. Today I will ask for divine support. Today when I am struggling. Today when I feel dissatisfied. Today when I do not feel myself, I will ask for divine support. And so first thing is the awareness that we are here always, always. We will always hear you. And two, that we are eager to help you. And three, that you are most deserving of our help. We created you. How then are you undeserving? You are a divine creation, a divine masterpiece. You are very deserving. Being willing to take the risk to ask for help. Now, you may not hear our help and receive it in the way that Noemi Grace does. You may not hear a voice from the heaven, but a door may be open to you. Things may shift. You may receive a phone call. You may have a brilliant idea that you hadn't thought of before. We will help you all in your unique way, bringing it back to this uniqueness. You are all unique, and you all have unique skills in being able to access divine support, in being able to access divine wisdom, in being able to access divine guidance, and in being able to access your beautiful, wonderful, unique selves. And we are here with you to strip away those layers of the mud and the wounds that are all over your unique, beautiful gem inside of you. Those layers have happened. You've accumulated them over life, over your lives. You have had pain. You have had suffering. You've had things that have happened that hurt you, and people that have done things that caused you pain. And you have experienced these things, and they have piled up upon the beautiful gem that you are. And when you came out of the womb, you were shining brightly as a light. And over time, for many of you, that light has grown dim because there's so many layers on top of it. Ask us to help you peel it away. This does not have to be major surgery. It does not have to require 10 years of psychotherapy. Yes, Noemi Grace, we're talking about the work you do. But it does not need to require that. When you ask for divine assistance, it happens much more quickly. But if you struggle alone, if you feel that you don't deserve it, or if you feel capable of doing it alone, it will take longer. You may be very capable. We know you're all so capable. But why struggle? Why take longer? Why have to take so much effort of yourself to heal, to let go, to release, to be free, to be free to be you? You have all come to this earth to be free to be you, and yet very few are free to be themselves because of what you have been taught and what you have learned and concluded from the things that have happened in your life. We are here for you, always. We say this every time, and we mean it every time. We are complete with this, and we leave you with this. We love you unconditionally every moment of every day, no matter what you are doing, no matter what you have done, no matter what you haven't done. We are unconditionally here, embracing, loving you, and supporting you, and guiding you. Namaste.
Who here feels like they can now give permission to ask? I love that. What I heard so beautifully was, I love this. If you are wanting to, you're like, oh, maybe I could ask. I could ask. We are, what Noemi has just shared with us is, write it down. Put it in front of you. The universe wants to help me. The universe is eager to help me. I can ask the universe for help. Today, I will ask the divine for support. When I feel dissatisfied and when I need help, I am deserving of help. I am willing to ask for help. And what I got from all that was, your unique answer will be delivered in a way that you can access in your unique way. Mm. That's I loved all of it.
I love that. That's really wonderful. I'm, you know, sometimes we appreciate our uniqueness and sometimes we really don't. We kind of just diss it. You know, it's like, ugh. Yeah. Yeah, I'm different. I mean, I went through so much of my life feeling like I was different than everyone else, and it wasn't a good difference. It wasn't like, ooh, I'm different, I'm special. It was like, I'm different, I'm unspecial, you know? Everyone else is normal, and I'm some kind of abnormal, you know, different. And so it's learning that the different is beautiful because we are all different, and yet we are all the same. That's, to me, just so beautiful.
I love that you highlighted that when people say, you know what, that's a language shift. It has a different vibration. You know, if you're, you know, feeling like, yeah, I've said that, I say that, I believe that, like, I'm different, I'm just different. I missed out on that, you know, that trait or that gift. Like, you didn't miss out. You have your own unique way. And like, I love that you, this is the first time you said, you know, you may not hear the way that Noemi hears, you know, like a voice from the heavens, but you may get, I love that you said, you might get a phone call or an idea, brilliant idea. And for me, quotes show up. And I think, oh, I was so meant to read that quote. My eyes were tuned into that frequency to pick up that quote.
That's little great. Share. Yeah. So, and that's how you get messages, you know, through the quotes.
Yeah. And they're fun.
And sometimes people send you quotes, because I've sent you quotes sometimes, and I said, oh, this would be great for, Lisa would so love this when I see a quote. And you're like, oh, that's exactly what I needed, you know?
Yes. I've said, send me a quote. I need one. I love these teachings and lessons. And speaking of lessons and teachings and stuff, we do have an announcement to make when we get back. You'll have to come back for the commercial break to hear this. But some news, some announcements, and more answers being delivered from Source through Noemi Grace and your host, Lisa Berry.
A radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Did you know that you have the power to change anything in your life? Did you know you can do so even with the things that you've already decided are impossible to change? Come join me, Venus Castleberg, on Outside the Impossible as I interview people from around the globe that have literally changed the things they thought were impossible to change just by using the amazing tools of Access Consciousness. Now airing Wednesdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Do you dare to believe that anything really is possible?
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Everyone, again, we're so happy to be doing this show together, and we have an announcement. But Noemi, do I have your permission? I want to give like my permission thing to take the floor a little bit on this one.
Sure, go for it.
Okay. Well, everybody, we do have an announcement. Today is actually our last show. You know, right now on OM Times as we're airing it as Access to Angels and Grace. And we're going to be doing, and we're inviting you all back to OM Times Magazine Facebook page when we do our live next Wednesday at 12 p.m. because we love to interact with you guys and get to know you and everything. But it doesn't mean it's the end of us. We are actually
pausing. We're pausing for a little while because, as you just heard too, Noemi's working on this book and she's going to be busy channeling away and getting it all ready for, you know, for this big release. But what I really learned and, you know, who knew what was going to happen, Noemi, but this doing this show with you and having the support of Om Times have just been incredible and introduced us and brought us to the right audience that I'm so excited to be creating a course, like an actual course with Noemi, where we're going to be pulling together. We need a little bit of time to get this, you know, all meshed out and everything, but we're going to be offering a course where we can actually, you know, Noemi can teach you more, even more hands-on, how to listen to your intuition, how those signs show up and how those, you know, how you receive your answer. And so we're going to make an invitation right now because we don't know, you know, we're figuring out how we're going to deliver this course right now, but we do know that we do have a Facebook page, Access to Angels and Grace. You guys do know that you can, you know, get in touch with Noemi Grace on her Facebook page or Lisa Berry on mine, or you can email us. And I'm lisa@lightonliving.com. Same as my other show. But Noemi, I mean, I'm so excited to create this course because I didn't know what this show was going to look like. And I certainly don't exactly know what the course look like, but I know it's going to look as and feel as beautiful as this show does.
Thank you. I think all of this has been, for me, a process of discovery and flow, going with the flow. I mean, when we started, we had, for the first couple months, we had a lot of live callers and I was channeling answers to their burning question. And then that sort of shifted into having a theme and channeling from the divine some teaching about the topic. And that, you know, that just felt really right and felt really great. And so kind of, you know, you have some other things coming up as well.
Yes.
And, you know, sort of like looking to new horizons and just as things show up, it's like, oh, okay, here's a new direction. And being willing to say yes and being open to the possibility. And I've loved doing the Facebook Live with you and doing the show. It's just so much fun. I love our dynamic. Mm. It's fun and yet deep. And I'm really grateful to Om Times, to Om Times Radio, Om Times Magazine for being a platform and a space where we could do this work because they didn't know me. They knew you, Lisa, but they never didn't know me. And I had published a book, but they still didn't know me. And I just wanted to thank Chris and Leoni for just being willing to host this. And I'm really grateful for this opportunity that we have shared. It's been a beautiful experience.
Yes, and they just, you know, they, I think we all have this, well, you're talking about celebrating and finding our uniqueness and sameness, and I feel that that's what's happened is we were so perfectly aligned with, you know, the sameness of the frequency of a vibration that we all want. Gosh, I think that what I'm feeling is that we all do want everybody, all of us, like, you know, the whole Om Times family and ourselves each individually and all the listeners, we want that peace and we want that freedom. And that freedom that comes with, you know, self-love and self-awareness. And what I really get from these shows, and I know that we're going to get this from the course, you know, that we're developing as well, is I'm going to use the word revelations. I'm literally using that word. The revelations I have received from partnering with you, Noemi, and just all the energy from all the listeners and from the Facebook when we have the interactions, like you see me, you guys all get to see me live with my explosive face and hands up in the air, like, oh my gosh, oh, revelation. And it's such a light lift. It lifts me literally up out of my body. And I hope, and I would love, that's why I'm inviting everybody extra, put it on your calendars for next Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern. You want to go onto Facebook. You want to find the Om Times Magazine page because you are going to find Noemi and myself there live. And you are going to experience these revelations because you get to ask questions and talk and share things with us. And Noemi, we just love those lives. We had a rough start at that, but I love that you said the word process. It was a process.
It was a process. And even last week, Zoom was not streaming and you had tried with someone else to stream. Zoom is not streaming to Facebook Live. So we're hopeful that by next week it will be fixed, because we missed that interaction. We did pre-record something, but that interaction is it helps us to know what questions you want answers to, and helps us to set the direction and ask the questions for the divine. So we love that interaction.
Oh, what a great word you just said, direction. I think that could be our next question. I would love to hear from Source. I think direction, because many of us right now are wondering, what direction do I take? What direction? And so I love this as a playoff with the word intention. We cannot, I don't believe, I think it'd be difficult to set an intention if you don't know which direction. So I'm feeling the energy around this, like, how to clarify, not the intention. I think we know our intention. I think our intention is that gem that's, that we were unveiling, but how important is it for us to know which direction we're heading, or is that something we should be just allowing to flow, or are the process, like, could we ask Source to give some direction on direction?
Oh, absolutely. And just when you say that, it reminds me of one of my favorite quotes from Alice in Wonderland, where she asked, tell me which way do you want to go? Which way should I go? And the cat says, where you want to go? Well, that depends on where you want to wind up. And she says, well, I don't know. And so then the answer is, well, you will get that. You will get to that place. Just walk. If you walk, you will get to that place. It's like, you don't know where you're going, then you're going to get somewhere. I don't know. I just want to get somewhere. Oh, yes, you are guaranteed to get somewhere if you just keep walking. And so
we want
the direction. So that's my own.
Oh, actually, can
that's
we just
my
put
Noemi
in there?
Yes. But
I feel you just inspired that. So, yes, direction. Keep walking and you'll get there. So about... don't be stagnant. Like, can we ask Source, like, how can we yet ensure that we do not fall prey to stagnation, separation, enclosures and stuff? And how do we continue on our direction? How do we continue walking along the path? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And even if we don't know where the direction, how do we trust? Ooh, how do we trust to continue going if we don't know the direction, right? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. But what if you don't know that where 1,000 miles away is? So, yeah. Okay.
Perfect.
Sounds good. So give me a moment to get silent, and I will be communicating. Okay, divine. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. How do we continue down that path? How do we trust? How do we, I don't even remember what the question was, but it was good. So just turn it over to you to share with us, in this final channeled message, what is it that you most want us to know about the direction, the path, the journey at this time? And you all are on a journey, and you are walking a path. And it is important to have the direction in your heart. It is not north, south, east, west, up or down, left or right, but it is a direction of love, the direction of self-discovery, self-love. It is an intention. Let your intention be the direction, and allow yourself to be guided. Allow yourself to be open to what shows up and to consider it. Many of you are narrow-minded. We say that with great love. And you will not consider things outside of the norm for you. And yet those things that are outside that normal box that you live in are things that can sometimes open you to greater experiences, greater discovery, greater love, greater awakening. And this is a time of awakening. It is here that what is happening on this earth is the alarm clock saying, wake up, humanity, wake up to the truth of who you are, and wake up to the truth of who we are, and wake up to the truth of who you all are. And so the direction is a heart direction. Be willing to live from your heart. Be willing to learn to live from your heart. You have lived mind, in the mind, directed by the mind. The mind has been the boss. The mind has been the director, and you have many not question the mind, and some of you question the mind, but still follow the mind's dictates. It is time for the heart to be that wonderful ally, that wonderful guide. You all have that inner guide inside your heart, and it is time for you to start to learn, to listen, to recognize, okay, the way I have been living my life has been directed by the ego mind. How about the heart self? Well, I don't know what that looks like. Be willing to discover and be willing to recognize the ego's assertions, the ego's dominance and power plays that it does. Be willing to recognize when the ego is asserting itself and say, ah, ego, stop, return, breathe, open your heart, ask for help, learn to connect. The connection is in your heart. You must stop yourself, take a time out from your mind, stop and go within, just like you put your children in time out to reflect on what they have done or not done, and you give them a time to walk away from what they are doing and sit in the stillness. And so you do the same. Give yourself a time out from the mind and the ego and all the way you are living life is limiting you, and it is hurting you, many of you. It is causing great suffering for many of you. This is a time of awakening to a new way of living and a new discovery of yourself and of your purpose for life. So much is here for you now that was not even here a few years ago. It is really such a great time for transformation and upliftment and acceleration. And the acceleration is happening. And we invite you to get on this accelerated train. This is the Acela train. This is the train of fast timing, the train that will take you to places that you have not been, and to places that will fill your heart and fill your soul and bring you great joy. We know you are suffering now. Joy is on the other side of this. If you will walk the path with us, if you will say, Divine Source, God, help me now. Be with me now. Today, when you wake up, today, I want to connect with the universe. I want to connect with God. Have an intention. Have a willingness. Have an open heart and an open mind. We have so much more to say, and we will be saying so much more to Noemi Grace that will come out in her book. And so much more will be channeled on other platforms and in other ways for you to receive, because we want you to receive. We want you to know that there is so much hope here for you and so much grace and so much support. Open your heart to receive that support, that loving support. The path is unfolding before you when you walk as if by magic. Allow yourself to just take the one step. Today, I will open myself to receive divine help. Today, I am asking for more awareness of when I'm in my heart and when I'm not. Today, every day, have a little bit of incremental growth. Ask that. Set the intention. Let us know. Guide us. Direct us. Today, I want to know you, divine. Today, I want to know what is for my highest good. Today, I want to be guided. Today, I have a big choice to make. I want to be guided. Ask for what it is that you are needing and desiring. Desire to grow. Desire to expand. Desire to be fully you, because that will set you free. And you will live a life of beauty and joy that you cannot imagine, especially in these times. But especially in these times, we are so here for you, so ready and available for you. Simply reach out. We love you. We love you so much. We accept you. We accept you fully as you are. Learn to do the same with our help. We are complete. Namaste.
Well, that was a perfect. And how could it be anything other but perfect
I don't even remember the question, but.
Well, you know what? The direction, I love this. The direction is love. Be willing to discover. That's what I got. Mm. I love that one. And but as I know we're going to end up, we have to go. But you know what? I'm so, everybody, come back next Wednesday, 12 p.m. Eastern, Om Times Magazine Facebook Live. We'll announce it as well. And before I say my thank yous to Nwembe, I want to say, you know what? What I've got with this whole, I can say this so perfectly with love, is have the desire to be you. And that will set you free from Nwembe Grace. Nwembe.
Thank you, Lisa.
I thank you. And thank you for being willing to discover with me and sharing this with the world. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Lisa, for this was all your idea. Thank you for offering. Thank you for being guided and being open and being on this journey with me. It's been so, so great. It's so much fun.
And it's so much fun. It's going to continue. It's going to be different. Just like we said, we don't know the direction all the time. But you know what? If we are willing to take that step. So everybody, thank you so much for sharing these times with us. Please listen to any replay. They are timeless. You can go into all the archives and listen to every show and have the desire to be you. And if you need help with that, then you need to contact Nwembe Grace and have your own session to find out, yes, I would like to strengthen and or have the desire to be me. So contact Nwembe Grace or Lisa Berry, and we will connect you, and then we'll see you all next Wednesday, 12 p.m. Eastern.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nwembe. Bye, everyone. So much love to you all from all of us and Source.
Love to all of you. Yes.
Bye, everyone.